Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lind, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And our guest here at HCAA is Mike Clayton, president and CEO at VBA. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, excited for our discussion. You know, it sounds like you're a tech guy like me, so I love diving into technology. But before we go there, tell us a little bit about yourself and VBA.
Oh, sure. So first, on the outside of running VBA, which I've run for the last 11 years, I just had my 11-year anniversary this past Sunday. Thank you.
That's awesome.
I was employee number 12. We're about 150 employees now, so wow. I've been there through every step of the growth.
That's awesome.
Avid marathon runner, avid cyclist, long distances. Those are the things that kind of, you know, keep me sane outside of work. VBA, we're a technology solution provider on the payer side. So we work with TPAs in the self-funded space. We work with, you know, small to regional size health plans. And we provide the technology that they use to run their businesses. So our mission statement, which is really important to us, is we make the healthcare experience better for everyone. And we do not diagnose the member. We're not prescribing the medication. We're not coming up with a treatment plan, but our solutions, VBA software, is the core admin platform. And that houses all that information. It houses all the diagnosis codes, all the provider information, all the plan benefits, et cetera. Then we have VBA Gateway, which are our portals, and there's seven different portals. So any of the appropriate constituents, from the, you know, member to employer to brokers, to providers, credentialing, enrollment, administrative, they can all interact with that data that's in VBA software to provide for better outcomes of care. We also have solutions, VBA Voice, we have IVR, think of call trees, 24/7 self-service capability. We have chat, real-time chat from any of the portals back into the customer service reps. We have notifications. It can be as simple as, you know, happy birthday, John. It can be, Mike, you haven't picked up your last three prescriptions of pravastatin. Do you need help, you know, scheduling an appointment with your primary care? Do you need to find a pharmacy? Helpful, you know, things like that. We also have VBA analytics. And at the highest level, we get into targeted risk scores, predictive modeling, targeted recommendations. So if you think about all the things that we provide, while we're not diagnosing that member, we're not prescribing the medication, we're not coming up with a treatment plan, the data that we have, our clients, TPAs and commercial health plans, can utilize that data through our tools to provide that member to a better outcome of care.
Interesting. So in that whole tech stack that you kind of described there, what are some of the hottest technologies that you're investing in now, you know, to provide to your clients?
Yep. So a couple things come to mind. First, I'd like to just say we did a huge growth equity raise in August of 2023. So we partnered with Spectrum Equity. These guys are great. They're a tier one PE firm. They've added a lot of value to the company in a short period of time. You know, my board has become much more strategic. And we, you know, have brought in a lot of other executives to augment, you know, the staff that we currently have. One of the things that we've invested in heavily over the last year and a half, is moving to serverless computing, called AWS Lambdas. We're, you know, AWS enterprise level client. All of our solutions are hosted. There's nothing installed on premise. It's just the way to go, right? Everything's safer and more secure. But we utilized AWS Lambdas in our adjudication engine. And if you think about, like, you know, most of the platforms, practically all the platforms out there, process claims in a linear fashion. And with AWS Lambdas and serverless computing, the best analogy I can provide is, like, if you go to a bank and there's 100 people in line and there's one teller open, with AWS Lambdas, instantly there's 100 tellers available and everybody goes through the door at the same time. So we did a case study with AWS last summer. And in our old way of adjudicating claims, 60,000 claims would take, you know, 12 to 13 hours. Now it takes about two and a half minutes, right? Wow. So if you think about, like, now you're processing claims in real time, and you're getting that information that all of our other tools, whether it's the portals or whether it's analytics, you know, you're really making informative decisions on, you know, very real data. That's one. Everybody's heard about ChatGPT, so we're big time into large language models. We have taken, you know, 10, 12 years of VBA know-how, and as we've, you know, created the boundaries around these large language models, we have what we call VBA Assist embedded into one of our flagship products, which is called VBA Software, which is the core admin platform. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, TPAs and health plans struggle with is, you know, attracting talent, keeping talent, right? And then, you know, the training piece, right? So if somebody comes onto the company, you know, does it take them like 2 months, 3 months, 4 months to get up to speed? So with VBA Assist, what we're trying to do is we're creating super efficient and super fast experts in VBA software. So if you're in the admin platform and you forget how to build a plan, right? You can ask VBA Assist, how do I build a plan? and it gives you that answer and constraints of VBA software, right? So now it says, you know, these are the steps that you go through. And then, oh, by the way, here's the video that you were trained on. And oh, by the way, here's, you know, the PDF. And so everything is right there without having to go to other resources. Or as a new employee, perhaps, or even a seasoned veteran, you don't have to sit in the chair and, you know, be, you know, frustrated because you can't get the answer. So creating those super users is really important.
Well, you don't frustrate the other user as well that you would have to bug about something that they're tired of explaining.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, GPT doesn't get, you know, large language models don't get tired of explaining the
Not at all. And it's just, I look at, like, you know, how far we've come in technology, and we've, you know, I'll say that VBA does a really good job of staying in this lane. Like, we are providing technology solutions. We do 10 releases of our software solutions per year, right? Okay. So it is really an evergreen solution. So you don't have to worry about, like, regulatory changes. Like, we're not going to get that in for a year. That's going to happen in the next release. We have our own product roadmap to make sure that we're always advancing the cause in terms of technology, you know, features and functionality, and really providing solutions that are creating the efficiencies in that real-time data. But we're doing everything, you know, along that kind of payer space, and we're not dabbling into, you know, workers' comp. We're not dabbling into, you know, property and casualty. So we've got, you know, a really large addressable market that, you know, needs, in my opinion, a lot of help in making sure that they're embracing all the technology to provide that better outcome of care. And so we've been very selective in focusing that.
Yeah. And I love that you took a kind of a novel approach to the large language models, addressing the training of staff. You know, that's why I love large language models, is that it applies so many different ways. Are there other ways that you're approaching AI, and how do you see AI kind of benefiting this space?
Yeah, well, one is, you know, fraud, waste, and abuse, you know, is rampant in the industry, right? You know, there's, you know, billions of dollars every year that, you know, comes
in. What was the Medicare one that was a few billion? You're like, wait, how'd you miss this?
Yeah, how'd you miss that, right? So we do have partners that we work with today, you know, that go through, like, you know, millions of edits and so forth. And we've got, you know, two different partners that we work with on fraud, waste, and abuse edits. And that happens actually in the adjudication engine. And what that means is, as a claim, before the claim is actually, you know, deemed payable, it can bounce in real time through web service calls to bring that back in and say, hey, this issue is happening with this claim, and this issue, and this issue. And then you can either pen the claim, or you can, you know, have those edits, you know, just take everything off that's bad, and then that claim is available for processing. But with AI in those companies are also employing AI as well. So now you're identifying, like, early on, like, what's going on. I would assume at the hospital side, so on the on the patient side, the PMS side, they're doing that before the bill even leaves the hospital, and applying AI to that to make sure it's a clean claim.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. So those are things that, you know, as an industry, you know, I think everybody wants to provide that member with the best outcome of care and the lowest financial responsibility. So those two things work, you know, kind of hand in hand together.
Interesting. Talk to us about some of the risks associated with legacy technologies. I think that's the thing I hear most, is that we're still on these legacy technologies and they're causing us trouble.
It's frightening. It's frightening. Like I see green screens, you know, amber screens. I've seen it all. I've seen COBOL platforms. You know, I bet you would be hard pressed to find, you know, if you had a COBOL, you know, platform, a legacy platform, if you needed somebody that wasn't already on your staff, and I'm sure that person is approaching retirement age. I can say that because I took COBOL as a freshman in undergrad. Fortran, Pascal, and COBOL was the cutting edge language at the time.
Yep.
But people are operating their businesses and looking out for that member's care on platforms that are virtually burning. There's no support. There's privacy issues potentially.
Sure.
There's data breach issues, you know, possibly. So those are some of the concerns. I was at a conference last spring and they did, you know, one of those polling apps in the audience. And they said, what is the number one opportunity facing TPAs today? And the number one answer was not like government, it was not regulatory, it was platform modernization. Mm-hmm. So the thing that always kind of like puzzles me is why people delay, because they have to make this change. And you know, implementations are tough, there's no question about it. But the cost of, or let me say this differently, not making a change is still making a decision.
Yeah.
And you're basically pushing it, and it's gonna have consequences. There is a cost to doing nothing.
Yeah, that is fair. What are some of the opportunities that you see as you, as you talk with a lot of the TPA self-funded plans right now? What do you see are those, you know, besides, of course, modernization, I guess, is one.
Yeah.
What other opportunities do you see?
So a lot of the TPAs that we bring on as new clients, we've been, you know, we've been blessed, fortunate, you know, to have a great client base. We have, you know, super high NPS scores. We listen to our clients. You know, a lot of our clients are here at this conference today, which is great. But you know, I think some of the opportunities that we bring as a company is that entire, you know, suite or bouquet of solutions, because a lot of companies that, you know, we compete with, they only offer like one solution, right? Mm. So they may have a claims engine, right? They may have a portal, you know, or another company has a portal, another company has analytics, another company has like voice solutions. And I'll tell you, like, data gets lost in translation, right? So within VBA, as we approach that market, we give them one-stop shopping. Everything has constant meaning around that entire, you know, universe of solutions. And again, everything is built with that mindset of, you know, improving the outcome of the member.
Interesting. I thought healthcare had solved the interoperability problem.
No. So also, that's a good thing on interoperability. So we are. I'll use the term pro-social. We're pro-technology and we're pro-open, right? So we actually released 4,200 APIs.
Wow.
Around our solution, our solutions. And so what that does from an interoperability standpoint is if somebody has a solution over here that they want to continue to use, and maybe it is like a fraud, waste, and abuse kind of program that they may have, or a different partner that they want to use, we can make those, you know, API calls in real time. And we also, I mean, while we think we're really good at what we do, you know, we certainly do not know what the collective audience, you know, of either clients or potential clients have out there. So they can use our API framework to interact with their data and our data, and again, to provide for that better outcome of care for the members.
That's awesome.
Everybody has to remember that none of this exists in this industry without the member. Mm. Like, you think about this, like if it's somebody just works in like EDI files or whatever, yeah. I always talk about, you know, any file that comes into VBA, it's an episode of care. Somebody had something, they needed to see a doctor, you know, maybe it was a routine checkup,
yep.
Maybe it was more life-altering, maybe they needed a prescription filled. So every one of those files that come in is an episode of care. Somebody someplace needed something.
Wow, interesting. You know, there's a lot of talk, especially at conferences like this, about AI, about regulations. Is there something that not enough people are talking about now that they should be, that you see, and maybe it is part of AI or regulations, but what's something that, you know, not enough people are talking about that you see is kind of going to become, maybe it's that, what's that, you know, image of the, you know, the, there's something happening underneath the surface that we don't see?
Yeah, I think, you know, things that obviously, you know, concern me as a, you know, present CEO of VBA, because we deal with a lot of data and so forth, and everything we have is hosted. You know, people just kind of assume that, like, data breaches won't happen to them, right? So those are things, we talk about AI and everything else, but AI is also used by the bad guys, right? You know, to get in.
Yep.
And so I think that there needs to be that, you know, continual, like, under the water, of people are really bolting down and, you know, any opportunity for any nefarious acts, you know, can be eliminated. So they need to make sure they're doing that. I think above water, right, you know, the things that are fun to talk about, like, you know, cost transparency, or, you know, better credentialing, or risk scores, or targeted recommendations. Those are the fun things to talk about. And I've noticed kind of a little bit in the last year or so that the whole security thing has been a little bit under the surface. And I need to make sure that, you know, people are bringing that to the forefront as well.
That's interesting. I heard one person talk about, you know, because there's the common phrase, the hacker only has to be right once. We have to be right all the time.
Yeah.
And then they said, but if we come together to address the security, then they have to hack all of us.
Yeah.
Combined efforts. And I thought that was a nice vision of what you're describing.
And I heard a stat this morning too, and I haven't researched it. I have not fact checked it. So somebody might do that, but I certainly will at one point. But 80% of the security breaches come from social engineering. It's not hackers.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
definitely shifted to social engineering. It's much easier, right?
Yep.
The firewalls have gotten so good. I'm not going to breach your firewall, but I can breach your human much easier.
Exactly right. That was a staggering percentage.
Yeah.
We had a great speaker this morning, you know, talking about, you know, basically disruptive AI. And it's one of those things that it's like, you know, the rapidness of change is just accelerating each and every day.
Yep, absolutely. And you're right. It turns out those phishing emails, they're not going to have any spelling mistakes because ChatGPT is going to make
That's exactly right. Yes, yes.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate you sharing all these insights and perspectives. You know, it's really interesting to see the modernization. And thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, be sure to check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting applications. Thanks, Mike.